It's like the children. That's why the gospel tells us to become like the children, because they have simplicity and they don't complicate things in their mind. Personally, when I was in Perth, there were a few families that they had quite a few kids. And if there was a difficult issue that we needed to pray, I would call the mother or the father and tell them, can you please tell your kids to pray for this? And their prayers were helpful. I'm telling you, they were the strongest prayers, stronger than mine or everybody else's, because of the purity of their hearts. Okay. So last time we spoke about epignomonική ταπείνωση, which is the humility that I myself try to practice. So Γέροντας Εμιλιανός says, the humility that we ourselves try to practice has proofs. It's not like someone who tries every time to be humble, but it's someone who's full of humility and his behavior has wisdom. For example, you hurt me and I'm not sad. I don't complain. I don't react. Instead, I humble myself. You praise me and I still humble myself. You don't love me, but I love you. You're rude, but myself with my acts and words, I bless you. You deny, but I always say yes. You become hard, and I'm behaving to you, towards you in a sweet way. You ask something of me which is very difficult, and I agree straight away, and I start doing it straight away. You kill me with your actions, and I still feel that you're my brother, that I'm one with you. And I humble myself even more from what you're trying to humble me. And then, through all this humility, I realize that God loves me because He gives me happiness. He makes me conquer my passions and He gives me grace. This is what it is to humble ourselves willingly. Do we understand this? It's very simple. And it's extremely difficult. If someone tells us something, the first thing we want to do is to kill him, get him out of the picture, like destroy him. And then we won't be peaceful, but we will be okay. Yes. So this is for everyday life. It's not once in a while. These things, they happen every day. And we have situations that we have to deal with on a daily basis. So humility is not something that I think I will do once a day, like a good act every day, once a day. It's something that if I don't do it constantly, I won't develop. Like I have to always keep in mind that my behavior has to be like this, not change all the time. And the text continues. Someone cannot have God if he does not humble himself. If he doesn't lose himself, and if, in a way, he doesn't harm himself by humbling himself every day. So this is a daily thing, to lose yourself and to let yourself being humiliated from the others. But this is what makes us great in front of God. So who will God look upon? Upon the humble person. The person that humbles himself willingly. And then God gives us the experiences of his love, and God becomes our own experience. That's a Greek saying, να φάω κάτι με την κουτάλα. I don't know if it makes any sense in English, but I will say it. I have to eat humility with with a serving spoon. So plenty of it, again and again. Otherwise, it doesn't work. But if I don't accept anything that anybody does to me because I'm looking after my image, that I'm respected, that I'm loved, that I'm wanted, that I want to be understood, I want to be accepted and recognized, then there is no God in me. My life is psychological and it's not spiritual. Then I live with psychological experiences and my level is very low. I live with the rules of psychology and not of the spiritual communion. So to humble ourselves willingly does not mean that I'm simply humble. Christ was humble as well, but he was humbling himself constantly, and the others were constantly humbling him. This is why the devil was not sure about his divinity, because the divinity was hidden inside this humility. This is the same way that Christ is hidden inside the humble person. So being humbling ourselves is never without results. It always hits the point. Do I humble myself? My direction towards God is right. It means that I aim towards God and I'm getting there. So we have to be honest with ourselves and do our best to work on humbling ourselves. There are people that they say something like, I'm no one, trying to tell us that they're humble. I don't have any gifts and this and that. And then when you tell them, I agree, you're no one, they get upset. And that's why that's not what they think of themselves. They don't think that they're no ones. They think that they're somebody, but they want to also have the title of being humble. Yeah, but it doesn't work like that.
Would you agree if I said humility is putting things in God's perspective?
I have no reason to disagree. Put things in God's perspective. Yes, but that's a bit general as well, I guess. Yes. If we were to leave ourselves in God's hands, this needs great amounts of humility. So in this way of understanding what you said, yes, I agree. If we're not humble, we can't accept God's plans for our lives. We want to be in charge. And we can be in charge, but then it's like someone who's in the kindergarten, he wants to fly a plane. It's not going to work. So we should let God govern our lives. And then we will get there. We don't always know what's right and what's wrong. And sometimes people, they might judge us as, as proud according to our actions, but they don't really understand why we're doing what we're doing. So if what we're doing is for the others and for God, it definitely has humility inside. If what we're doing is to show off or to get something ourselves, get something for ourselves, this is a proud thing to do. The action could be the exact same thing, but the motive, the thought, our process behind this action is what indicates if it's a humble act or not, not the actual action. So someone might go and wash, like Jesus washed his disciples' feet, someone might go and wash someone's feet and do it to show that he's humble. That's proud. That's pride. That's not good. But we've talked about the example of Herodesa Gavrilia, Nan Gavrilia, who, she was a physiotherapist, she was helping others because she loved people. And this was a humble thing to do because they were telling her their problems and she would give them advice. And she was not doing it to be an advisor, she was doing it out of love, and she ended up being the guide of the people that she was helping. It's not an easy thing. Humility is not an easy thing. But then again, we might just try to be someone and just waste our lives. And if we just forfeit ourselves and leave ourselves in God's hands, we might not just save ourselves, but we might save everybody else around us. Now, to be able to know, like we said before, Christ knew where he was coming from and where he was going. To be able to know this means to be able to know ourselves. And to be able to know ourselves, we need to focus on Christ with Nipsi, as we said, and with prayer. If we don't have the experience of God, we will not find the strength to be able to see ourselves. So we first get the gift of knowing God somehow, and then we find the strength to see ourselves. Self-knowledge needs a huge amount of strength that we can't have if we don't have the knowledge of God first, because we need God's strength to be able to handle the terrible thing, the disgusting thing that we've got inside us. Like when Adam and Eve, they committed the original sin, they got some knowledge, the knowledge that they were naked. And if they were to humbly accept that they sinned, they would have stayed in paradise. God would have not told them to depart. But they wouldn't accept what they did. And then they just simply could not stay there anymore. But if we are humble and we accept who we are, we accept that we're naked in front of God and we have nothing good, and whatever we've got is only His gift, and we don't focus on ourselves by trying to cover up ourselves, cover up our nudity, cover up our bad image in front of God. But if we focus on God instead of focusing on the disgusting thing that we are personally, then our love for God and our humility will help us go further. Otherwise, we will lose the chance of a spiritual life, because focusing on covering up who we are, because we can't accept who we are, will simply get us kicked out of paradise. It will not get us through the narrow gate. Does this make any sense? Any thoughts?
When you say focus on Christ, do you mean have an awareness of God in everything we do? Or do you mean constant mental prayer or something? Like, I don't know exactly what you mean by focus on Christ. Because, yeah, I don't see him physically every day, every hour of the day. So how do I focus on Christ, focus on God?
You think you don't see him physically every day. But every single one of us is in the image and likeness of Christ. If you see in the face of your brother and sister Christ, then you see Christ every day. That's a different story. But what I mean by focusing on God, I mean, let's say that you had a spiritual experience, and then you had the realization of what happens inside you, why you do what you do, and how terrible our motives could be from time to time. And this is a bad thing to realize this for ourselves. If you were to cover up these by finding excuses, it is like turning your focus point on yourself, trying to dress up nicely, to present yourself to yourself and to everyone else that you're good. But if you were to not worry about with that and focus on Christ, in which way? In the way that you give your heart to Christ and you tell him, I know that this is terrible, but I know that your love for me is greater than my terribleness, if there's such a word, and I don't care who I am, what I care is about you, then this disgusting thing that we've got inside us, then I'll say something which is, try and understand, I don't know if it will ever make sense. The more disgusting we are, the more God gets glorified. Why? Because when we give him ourselves and he changes this disgusting thing to something precious, that's his glory. He gets glorified, in which way he performs a greater miracle. So the worse we are, the happier we should be, because he can transform that. But if you were to focus on yourself, the worse you are, the more depressed you will be. Does it make any sense?
No, it does.
No?
It's good.
So this is what it means to focus on Christ. It means that it doesn't matter who I am, what matters is that God is above everything, the only existence. And if I focus on him, if I rely on him, if I put myself in his hands, it doesn't matter who I am, it doesn't. He will do whatever he wants, and that's the only point on earth. There are not easy things to understand, but I don't know how to explain them in an easier way. So humility needs great spiritual and psychological strength. Try the silence of Christ when they accuse you for no reason, to see how difficult it is, how great your soul should be to be able to accept and not react. Reactions and rudeness are easy, but they indicate lack of spirituality and very low spiritual level. And I'll just finish with something that I might have told you before, but it's good to remember now that we are more. If we can all remember it, it will be good. Pride is stupidity. Why? Because everything that we have is a gift. Everything we can do with our strength is with the strength that God has given us. Our looks, our power, our money, without God's blessings, we would never ever have them. So everything we have belongs to God. And if we're not grateful for what we have, we might even lose it. If we are proud for what we have, it means that we don't know where we're coming from and where we're going to. It means that we just think that we are something, but we don't understand that we are nothing without God. He created us, so that's about it. Everything belongs to him, and he can take it away. So when we are proud about what we achieved, this is stupidity. The thing is that the more gifts he has given us, the more responsible we are. Because he does not give us things to use for ourselves, but God gives gifts to use them for the benefit of others, for the benefit of the church, which is his body, and we are part of it. So if we don't understand the great responsibility that the gifts from God give us, but we only think that if I have something, I can be proud about what I've got, then, sorry to say, but we're stupid. And we will face the reality when we pass away, and it might be too late. All right, that's it for tonight. It was a bit heavy. Hope you digest it. And yes, the next one will be in a couple of weeks' time, Friday, again here. 6:30 is the right here. 6:30.